This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. As Americans become more interested in what we eat, where it comes from, how it was grown or harvested, food companies and retailers are following suit, demanding of their suppliers sustainably farmed produce, humanely raised animals, non-GMO crops, you know the deal. It is a truism, though, that stuff rolls downhill, and the ultimate producers of what winds up on our tables, farmers and ranchers, are most definitely not on board with all that. Marketplace's Annie Baxter reports.
Reduce greenhouse gas emissions.
A few months ago, a bunch of people with ties to agriculture were gathered at a conference in Minneapolis. They were talking about making food production more sustainable.
Let's find out how he's going to do that. Welcome, John.
John Church, an executive at General Mills, was trumpeting his company's push to reduce greenhouse gas emissions throughout its supply chain, from its dairy producers on up. He said consumer demand was driving a lot of the changes.
We had to have intention because our consumers needed us to go there, because our employees needed us to go there.
Big food execs like Church seemed to actually welcome consumers' influence on their operations, but a number of people in the room seemed to feel otherwise. Like this fellow, David Shem, from the National Association of Wheat Growers. He complained consumers' concerns were too faddish to be taken so seriously.
Many of them can change their opinion five times in one conversation. Mm-hmm. I don't change my cropping practice five times in one year.
This tension over who knows best, the consumer or the farmer, kept coming up. And at one point later in the conference, during a session I couldn't record, an audience member got a little confrontational. It was following a panel of speakers from several big food companies.
Well, I think the comment that I made was that, you know, we've got an awful lot of these food companies, food processors or whatever, that seem to be very quick to throw the producer under the bus, if you will.
Bob Young is senior economist at the American Farm Bureau Federation. He says food processors and retailers are issuing a lot of edicts these days about how farmers need to raise their livestock or grow their crops differently, often citing consumer concerns about things like sustainability or animal welfare. But he says farmers aren't always asked if the changes are practical.
We're going to change how we're going to ask you to farm, and we're not really going to ask you whether or not you can or you can't, either from a physical standpoint or from a fiscal standpoint. You know, can you do it actually in the real world, and can you afford to pay for it? We don't really care. We're just going to demand that you do it.
Young's complaints strike a chord with Randy Sprunk. He's a hog farmer in Minnesota.
Thrown under the bus, that's the feeling that you get once in a while.
Sprunk says it's not just that farmers feel left out of the conversation, but they're also getting really confusing signals about what they're supposed to do differently.
Retailer A wants a sow that's in a pen. Retailer B wants one antibiotic-free. Retailer C wants the sow to be outside. Which one do I listen to? I only got one pig.
Sprunk actually has nearly 100,000 pigs. But when he says he's only got one, he means he only raises them one way. He then markets them to several different meat packers, who in turn sell parts like the ham, the loin, or the bacon to a whole bunch of domestic and international food service and retail end markets. If one food retailer wants bacon from pigs who've never touched GMO feed, the whole pig has to be raised that way, even if the other retailers don't care about the GMO thing.
I can't do it just to their particular cut that they need. I need it to do it to the entire pig. So then it becomes the rest of the pig, who's going to pay for the higher cost?
Adding to the frustration among farmers is the sense that some of the prescriptions to do things differently strike them as unnecessary. They think they're already following best practices.
The first thing I hear from producers, from growers, is, I'm already sustainable. Why do I need to do this? And my reply back is, I don't necessarily disagree with you, but we need your data to prove it.
Stephanie Millie Grant is with Unilever Corporation. She's also chair of the board of Field to Market. It's an organization that helps farmers do things like use less water or fertilizer. Grant says highlighting the economic benefits along with the environmental ones can help mitigate farmers' frustrations.
Absolutely, especially if you can tie it to economics and the bottom line. If you can show by doing this you're actually going to save money or your yields will increase, things like that, that absolutely helps.
But Randy Sprunk, the hog farmer, says the financial benefits of changing his ways aren't clear to him yet.
And so, quite frankly, until the marketplace wants to incentivize me or send a clear signal, I'm going to sit on my hands, continue to raise the pigs as my father and grandfather did.
In other words, he needs to be paid enough to change how he does business. He says so far, that's not happening. In St. Paul, Minnesota, I'm Annie Baxter for Marketplace.